Hello, welcome to Extemp Talk. Today is May 19th, 2020, and I'm your host, Braverman Sadler. Today, we'll be addressing the question, how did capitalism affect the space industry? Without further ado, let's get on with the show. Since the beginning of human history, one thing has remained at the center of human fascination. Space. Whether it was the Romans or the Mayans, believing that their gods would bring revelations through the stars. Or today, we are sending out unmanned missions such as the Curiosity rover and the Voyager space probes to explore our solar system. One thing has never changed. Humanity's fascination with the unknown. However, in recent decades, space exploration has taken a turn south. As now that most American space missions are now unmanned or are being declining, and now all Americans who go into space have to take a little piggyback ride from the Russians. But not all hope is lost. Within the last 10 and 20 years, private companies such as Boeing, SpaceX, and Blue Origin have once again created a new space age. Today, we must ask ourselves a question. How has capitalism affected the space industry? And we'll examine this in three ways. First is by looking at NASA's decline of manned rocket missions over history. Second is by looking at why other countries do not launch or do not have rocket programs. And third is by looking at the free market and how it's produced some of the largest and most powerful rockets in human history. Now on to our first point, the decline of space tech in the United States history. According to space.com on the July 21st of 2020, the history of American space exploration begins like this, with the Mercury and Gemini missions beginning in the 1950s and 1960s in order to put Americans on the moon. In 1969, the first man, Neil Armstrong, stepped foot on the moon, followed by multiple manned missions afterwards. However, after that, American space exploration took a downturn, since the end of the Apollo missions, we've only been going to low Earth orbit with space shuttles to the International Space Station. And as the article explains, the reason for this is NASA has been cutting back costs, and this is partly because of the reason when we were doing the Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo space missions, the United States was in the midst of the Cold War and the space race, an arms race between the communist power of the Soviet Union and the capitalist power of the United States, and because America was going to do everything it could to beat the Soviet Union. NASA received massive funding. However, after the Cold War, and specifically the Space War, NASA's funding has steadily decreased, not allowing the space agency to take on as much missions as it has in the past. Now onto our second point of looking at why other nations do not go into space. Now, apart from the several superpowers, such as the European Union, which is not exactly a superpower, but an international organization, Russia and China and the United States, most nations do not go to space, and this is primarily due to the costs. For example, according to space.com on July 21st on 2019, in total, the Apollo space missions took up $18.7 billion. That is much more money than most nations can spend. In fact, according to the National Geographic documentary, Mars and SpaceX, the average cost of launching a satellite into space, just your regular weather or new satellite, costs $60 million. That is more money than most governments have to spare. Therefore, many governments have found it inopportune and literally impossible to create their own space programs, leaving space exploration in recent decades only up to a few superpowers. Now onto our third point of seeing how capitalism has made space, the space industry, big once again. We can see this by looking at the documentary, Mars and SpaceX by National Geographic. Now, before the early 2000s, the space shuttle mission, NASA was already in steep decline. And in fact, in the early 2000s, the space shuttle mission was pretty much closed altogether, leaving American space travel pretty much a question, something that was not even being imagined at that point. However, one man fixed this, Elon Musk, founding SpaceX in the early 2000s with only a couple hundred million dollars. Elon Musk was the first man to come up with the brilliant idea of reusing rockets. Now to show how revolutionary this idea was, let's take an example of this. Now, according to the National Geographic documentary, with the average price of launching a satellite into space being $60 million, going mostly to actually building the rocket itself, that price could be drastically decreased. Let's say if you were to reuse the same rocket 60 times to get a satellite into space, the average cost of actually putting that satellite into space would go down to only $60,000. To explain why space travel right now is so expensive, let's take this analogy. Imagine if you were to go on a flight or go on a plane flight. You leave where you take off and you go to your destination, but the air company just trashes the airplane. Imagine how much higher your actual ticket would be. This is exactly what's happening with space travel. With rockets, you just throw them into the oblivion to never be used again. But Elon Musk figured out that it was a better idea to reuse rockets, therefore drastically decreasing the price of space travel, allowing people who would not even be able to afford space travel in the past be able to now. In fact, Elon Musk has been so revolutionary that SpaceX recently launched its Falcon Heavy rocket, the most powerful rocket in human history. Beat that, NASA. Showing that the free market was able to do much more for the space industry than the government ever was. So once again, we must ask ourselves the question, what has been capitalism's effect on the space agency? And capitalism's effect on the space industry has drastically improved. And we can see this in three reasons. First is by looking at the decline of manned missions by the United States. Second is by understanding why most nations don't even bother with space exploration. And three is looking at how capitalism has made space cheap. So as it seems now, as companies such as SpaceX, Blue Origin, and Orbital ATK keep on expanding and cheapening space costs, it once again seems that the humanity's fascination with space is going on a whole new level. Thank you. Well, folks, that's the end of the show for today. I hope you enjoyed. If you like the show, click the subscribe button, leave a good review, and do not forget to share this episode with all your friends. And we'll see you tomorrow for another episode of Extend Talk.